This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Yud, Siv Zayin. Simen Yud, Siv Zayin. Malbushim Shehim Pesuchim Min Atzdodin Lamata. Garments that are open from the sides below. V'yesh Lahem Arba Kenafos Litzad Mata. And they have four corners on the bottom. Ulamalahim Sesumim. And above, they're closed up. What are we talking about? We're talking about undershirt tzitzis. Now, I cannot comment right now on undershirt tzitzis. I'm just telling you what the case is. You have a little kid. Sometimes little kids, they wear undershirt tzitzis. Basically, they're putting on an undershirt, and the bottom of the sides of the garment are slit. So the slit creates four corners. Is that good or is that not good? So here's the deal. Imrubai sasam pater. If it's majority sealed on the side, it's pater from tzitzis. Vimrubai pasua chayiv. If it's majority opened, it's chayiv. What about if it's 50-50? Vim chetzioi sasam, the chetzioi pasuach. If it's half sealed and half open, matilin oisai. L'chumra, we are stringent, and we put on tzitzis, the chayiv tzitzis, v'ein yoytzim ba b'Shabbos, but you can't go out on Shabbos because you might be carrying. So if it's exactly split 50-50, so then you put on tzitzis because it might be chayiv. On the other hand, it might be pater, so it's you're carrying tzitzis, so you can't wear it outside on Shabbos. Now, let's see the Bir Halacha, Rubai Sasam. The Bir Halacha says that it's Pashut. Let's say when you made the Beged, it was mostly open, and then it got sealed up, it would be Pater. So, in a case where you have like these clasps or clips on the Talz Katan, holding it together, but it's not so connected, so it's still considered open, and then they get very bent and it seals it up, so it's pater from tzitzis. And now, so you say, okay, I'll take off the clasps. No, it's not going to help, because tzitzis is already pater. So now, your tzitzis are pasul. So if you want to be machshir, you'll have to take the tassels off and redo them, because it's tassav loy min ha'asoy. Says the Mishabur Sivkatan Chavdalet, pater. Afilu im yesh bahamir ha'pasuach shir tales. So why is it pater? The small amount that's open, that alone is big enough to be a shir talis. It doesn't matter. You need roiv of the beged to be open. V'masabay tzitzis, if you made tzitzis. V'acher kach pasach rubay, and then it got mostly opened. Psulim, it's pasul. Misham tasav loy min ha'asoy. K'da'el b'sif hey. V'tzarech lahatiram, you need to undo it. V'lachzar ula kashram, and to go back and tie them. Rubay pasuach chayev. If it's mostly open, it's chayev. Hainu davka roiv mikol habege. That's only the majority of all of the garment. V'loy k'moy sha'oisen achayotim, but not like the tailors do, where they make talis katan. She'toifrin oisem natzdadim. They sew it from the sides. U'manichem boy nekev. They make a hole she'machnisem boy yadam to put your hands through. The toifin lamata meyanekev, and they sew below the hole. Umanicham roy pasuach, and they leave it mostly open. Umoydidin rach mitachas hayadayim, they only measure from under the hand. So basically, we're talking about undershirt talis. So what the tailors do is, they sew it from the side. They put a hole to put your hands through. They sew below the hole to close it up. And they leave it roif pasuach, but they're only measuring from under the hands, it's roif pasuach. But in total, it's mostly sealed, because above the hole for the arm, it's mostly sealed. So in total, it's mostly sealed. V'zeh toz gomer, this is an outright mistake. Kioz le nikar bas dalet kanfais. That is not called a four-cornered garment. The karoiv hadavar, and it's close to be considered shamavarech mavarech levatala. However, it's not any better than a beggar that's half open, that's chayiv and tzitzis. You can't make a bracha on it. You can't go out on it with Shabbos. You'll have to measure even what's above the arm. The hole for the arm is also considered sealed. In other words, if it's sealed above the arm, then you have a hole for the arm. Then you have sealed under the arm. And then it's open, like the undershirt talus, undershirt tzitzis. So number one, you can't just measure from what's under the arm. You have to realize that above the arm is sealed, and that is, that joins in determining whether it's mostly open, mostly sealed. Number two, the hole for the arm is considered sealed. So let's see that Be'er Halacha, and then we'll close it here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Be'er Halacha, Ruba Pesua Chayv, Ayim B'Mishnah Berurah, B'Mashik Hasamnu, Da'anekev Choshev Gam Kenu Kulasasam. The hole is considered like it's sealed. V'hu Me'echai Adam. Da'afte B'Derech HaChayim. Who wrote the Derech HaChayim? Anybody you know? Who wrote the Derech HaChayim? Derech HaChayim was written by the Baal Nesivos. He says, Hetik B'Shem El Yeraba, Dimitztarev Kishein Lamabush Bati Yodayim. That it joins together when the garment doesn't have sleeves. In other words, the Derech HaChayim says if there's a hole for the arms, that's considered open so long as there are no sleeves. By the way, undershirt talus has sleeves, so you for sure can count it toward it being open. Does it? I think undershirt talus does have sleeves. Already disputes that argument. The Malbim is mislug about this. If you're going to need the hole for the arm to make it roiv pasuach, you can't make a bracha. The Sefer Chaim Lagoyin Hakodesh Maharash Kluger. The Sefer Chaim Rav Shlomo Kluger Maskim Pshitas Machai Adam Ayin Sham. So the hole for the arm is not considered open. So if you want to wear an undershirt talus, you have to make sure it's mostly open in total. Above the arm is closed. Below the arm is closed. The hole for the arm is considered closed. So if you want to be yoytze in the midst of tzitzis with it, it has to be in total, mostly open. Marv Rabbi say, okay, here's the deal. We are now 2 days ahead. Sunday, we're going to do one more. Okay, Sunday at 12 p.m. Sunday at 12 p.m., we're going to do at midday on Shavuos Batamos. Okay? Bracha v'atzlacha. Good?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.